So what do you do? You accidentally touch your tefillin before your talus in the morning. Do you put on, do you put on your tefillin before your talus? Happens all the time, unfortunately, or too often than you would like. What are you supposed to do? So the Gemara in Yuma talks about the concept of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzos, that the Kohen, when he enters into the Beis HaMikdash, he cleans the ashes before he prepares the menorah, because to pass the ashes would be Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvah, he would be passing over a mitzvah, and because we don't want you to pass over a mitzvah, therefore he does it in this order, even though you would have thought that the menorah takes precedence. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara then connects it to the concept of tefillin, which according to the understanding of Tosis in the Gemara means that when a person returns his tefillin to the bag in the morning, so first he takes off his shel rosh, he puts the shel rosh into the tefillin bag as much as possible, then he takes off the shel yad and puts it a little bit less into the tefillin bag. So this way in the morning, what do you reach first? You reach your shel yad before your shel rosh. However, Shulchan Aruch does paskin that if you accidentally touch your shel rosh before the shel yad in the morning, you don't put it on in that weird manner. You still put it on the normal way. Shulchan Aruch says, "In paga b'shel rosh tchila, tzarech laver al osa mitzvah." Then you have to put the shel rosh down, even though you accidentally touched it first, and you put on the shel yad first. Mishnah Berurah explains because that's based on the psukim. It says ukshartem before it says v'totafos. And therefore, no matter what you mess up, really ideally you should do put the shel yad in last and put it closer to the front. But if you mess up, okay, you do the regular order. Fine. All is good in the world of Torah. But now it comes to our shaila. Let's say you touch the tefillin before you touch the talus. So for this already, Shulchan Aruch says maybe there's a little bit of a difference. Shulchan Aruch says that you have to make sure that you don't touch the tefillin first. Why? Because then you're going to have to put them on before the talus, and because otherwise you have a choice. Otherwise you're going to mess up and you're going to pass over this mitzvah. So according to Shulchan Aruch, it's pretty clear. If you touch your tefillin before your talus, you put on your tefillin first. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, not so fast. The tefillin are still in what? The boxes. Still in the box. Even if you pull them out of the bag, they're still in the boxes. Says the Magen Avraham, it doesn't work that way because you haven't really touched the actual tefillin. If at best you touch maybe the strings or the box covers, you know, So that doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Says the Magen Avraham, you go, if you touch the tefillin before the talus, you go back and you put on your talus first. Says the Mishnah Berurah, everyone argues with this Magen Avraham. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch himself seems like he argued with this Magen Avraham, and they say no. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah goes even further, that if you have your tefillin in one room, and you have your talus in a different room, and you walk by the room with the tefillin first, you need to put on the tefillin. And that's based on the source. The source is that someone enters the Beis HaMikdash, you reach the ashes first. That goes first, ahead of the menorah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Halacha L'maisa, you put on your tefillin ahead of your talus. You ever seen people do it? Some people do it. Most people don't know this halacha. So is there any way to get out of this? So there is one or two creative ways which don't really stick. So one way is Darizal. Darizal says, based on Kabbalistic reasons, you always put on the talus ahead of the tefillin. Okay. It's not necessarily normative psak. Reason number two I saw in the Shulchan Mareches, he suggests, in the name of the Sheris Yosef, a very creative solution. So you touch your tefillin first. Now, according to Mishnah Berurah, you have to put on the tefillin before the talus. So what do? You think about the business deal that you're about to execute. What do you think about the Mets, how much they lost last night? What does that do? That Esach Hadas, it ends your mitzvah, essentially. So you're basically restarting the clock, and now you could just touch the tefillin touch the talus first, and then the tefillin. Now that's very creative, Nachronim point out, if you hold a 1 point. that Mei Ma'avir and Al Mitzvahs is only with two separate mitzvahs. So then if you did one mitzvah, you touched the tefillin, and now you think about the Metz, so now you ended that mitzvah, no problem. But what about if you hold that there's a problem, until you finish a full mitzvah, it's a violation for you to think about something else. So now you touched your tefillin, you started doing tefillin. Now for you to think about the Metz or your business deal, you're now doing a violation because you're now in Ma'avir and Al Mitzvah. You're now forgetting about the mitzvah of tefillin and thinking about the Metz. So therefore this heter does not really work. If you look at Rabbi Eider's tefillin sefer, he goes with the Mishnah Berurah straight up that you should just, if you touch your tefillin first, you put on your tefillin first.
And if it would work, you just tell the Kayan, have it mind, go to the Menorah, and it'll just walk right past it.
Right, exactly. You're correct. So it's just so you would have to have, so therefore obviously this heter you're saying doesn't work. So Elamai, the only heter you could say is that some Akron or Mako, if it's in different rooms, so then maybe, okay, different rooms, maybe there's room to be lenient. I'll just tell you one application where we actually follow this Mug and Avram. So I was this past Shabbos, I was in a different neighborhood. I won't tell you on the tape which neighborhood I was because it's not a great story. They took out a Sefer Torah to Lane by Mincha, okay? You can't make this stuff up. Baal Kor is a chash of a yid. It's taking like 10 minutes to find it. All of a sudden, all the machers, they start going up to the thing. The Sefer Torah, I kid you not, was missing an entire Yeria. Four columns, Nitzavim, Vayelech. You can't make that stuff up. So now, what do you do if they have that case? And you already have a second Sefer Torah out. Let's say it's a Rosh Chodesh or something or whatever it is. You have two Sefer Torah. So you take out your first Sefer Torah, right? You have to take out both Sefer Torah. The guy with the second Sefer Torah sits down. And you take out, put it, you roll out your first Sefer Torah on the Bima. And you realize, oh man, there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah. I need to put it back. Do you take the second Sefer Torah, which you have out already, and replace it as your first? Or do you go get a third Sefer Torah from the Aron? Says the Halacha, Karm Eliezer says, you can take out a third Sefer Torah and replace of three, replaces one, and then two stays as two. What about Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvahs? They want to say, based on the Smug and Avram, the Sefer Torah is still in its mantle. Sefer Torah number two is still covered up. So since it's covered up, just like the tefillin with Dreamer's boxes, Smug and Avram said it wasn't a problem to touch the tefillin and then touch the talus and put on the talus first. We don't follow that Smug and Avram at all, halacha, by talus and tefillin. But when it comes to Sefer Torah, you can rely on the Smug and Avram, the Sefer Karim Eliezer says, and you can take out a third Sefer Torah and you don't have to worry, because think about it, it's annoying to the rolling. You know, sometimes the rolling is going to be annoying. You can leave that second Sefer Torah as your second Sefer Torah. You don't have to worry about it. Mamash Maisa Shaya that happened on Shabbos, pretty wild. You know, they said that it was a 2-year-old Sefer Torah. So they asked the guy, the owner of the Sefer Torah happened to be in the minyan. So they asked him what he did last year. He said, I don't know, he didn't have it in the shul last year. He had it privately. So I guess it never got checked. But even a computer checks it, wouldn't have picked this up because it wouldn't have picked up the mistake. And they're hoping that maybe the Yeria is a different part of the Sefer Torah. Maybe it's just didn't run. Well, nice if that ever happens. Now you know it was Karim Eliezer had a foul. Shkoyach.